Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Friends of Whitmore by Michael Famighetti, performed by Alexander Sendes. Alex met T in a first aid class at the YMCA, where a young instructor stood before the assembled group and lectured on CPR. The students leaned over their plastic resuscitation mannequins and awaited instructions on how to rescue what the instructor called their person. Alex's person squeaked with each of his compressions. 100 compressions per minute, the instructor reported, and a heart could beat again. To maintain their rhythm, the instructor told the class to hum the song Stayin' Alive, and the class did so, humming the disco song in a slow, sad monotone. Alex's person slipped beneath his fist, sliding along the tile floor, as if intent on returning to the factory's injection mold.
Too timid. Get the lifeblood flowing. Compressions must be forceful. Your person died 30 seconds ago, the instructor chided. The human chest should sink by an inch and a half.
Alex observed his mannequin's features, blank and anonymous, but surprisingly expressive. Its mouth, a small black oval the size of a lemon wedge, made a polite appeal for air. Alex considered asking a question, but he felt that the other men in the class would only turn to glare as if he had relinquished his heroism. Heroes, he considered, abide by an unspoken code. Heroes don't ask questions. Heroes do. Heroes live in the moment, supplicant to a heroic gut. Alex could feel his classmates transmit disapproval as they thrust downward on their persons. Their mannequins were on the verge of miracles, poised to return to good families. They would learn to drive luxury cars despite their missing legs and pursue expensive educations. How could a sunken chest guarantee so much?
Why did you come today?
The instructor had asked that morning. Explanations came from the group in shrugs and soliloquies. One woman, who leaned backward to counterbalance her pregnant belly, explained that she wanted to be prepared to save her child. An elderly man said his friends died left and right. It might behoove him to save one he liked. A teenage boy explained that he needed to earn his certification for a summer job, and T said she wanted to know that she could save a life, or choose to not, if she liked. Alex admired her answer, one that seemed much better than his own. He had told the class about how he didn't feel in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?